Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good morning. It's Monday, December 13th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth Peck. The newly elected Chancellor of Germany, Olaf Scholz, was in Warsaw yesterday for talks with Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki. According to official reports, their conversation included discussions surrounding EU affairs, security, energy issues, and the migrant crisis at the Polish-Belarusian border. During a visit to Rome last Thursday, Morawiecki said he would urge Scholz not to succumb to pressure from Russia and oppose the contested Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline, which would bring Russian gas directly to Germany, as Moscow could use it as an instrument of blackmail against the EU. Nord Stream 2, which would carry Russian gas to Germany and bypass Ukraine, has not been certified due to regulatory hurdles, while Poland and the United States have demanded a halt to the pipeline should Russia invade Ukraine. During his visit to Poland, Scholz said Germany felt responsible for ensuring that Ukraine's gas transit business was successful, echoing his predecessor Angela Merkel. Officially, Germany's new government, including Scholz, has not made a public commitment to block Nord Stream 2. Poland's Border Guard agency reported that a Polish soldier had been wounded on Sunday as a group of illegal migrants attempted to force their way into Poland from Belarus. A group of 55 migrants attempted to cross the Polish border near the village of Czeremcha in northeastern Poland, according to a tweet from the Border Guard. One Polish army soldier was reportedly hit in the face with a stone, and he then received medical aid on the spot. Since the start of the year, there have been almost 40,000 illegal crossing attempts from Belarus, including 8,900 in November alone, according to Border Guard statistics. In addition to new, stricter border protection rules, Poland is set to build a 5.5-meter-high, 180-kilometer-long protective wall along the frontier. The Institute of National Remembrance will be hosting 140 events across Poland today in commemoration of the introduction of martial law 40 years ago. Stan Wojenny, or martial law in Poland, lasted from the 13th of December 1981 to the 22nd of July 1983. Over 10,000 people were detained or imprisoned during this period, and roughly 40 people lost their lives. In a press conference last week, IPN President Karol Nawrocki described the events of December 13th as a time in which tens of thousands of Poles faced illegal internment, imprisonment, and death in the streets of Polish cities. A flame of memory, the light of freedom, will be lit by President Andrzej Duda at 7:30 p.m. tonight at Pilsudski Square in Warsaw in honor of the victims of the communist regime. For more information on today's commemorative events, visit us online at radiogdansk.pl. A unique program in Gdańsk is giving students from the Medical University of Gdańsk the chance to spend Christmas with a Polish family if they are unable to travel home. Some 6,000 students study at the Medical University of Gdańsk, 1,000 of whom come from outside Poland, including students from India, Iran, and the African continent. The Przygarni Edka w Święta, or Host an Edka for Christmas campaign, was established to help foreign students unable to return home during the Christmas and New Year's holidays. Those wanting to participate should contact the Foreign Student Support Center at the Medical University of Gdańsk by telephone at 58349-1787.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy and cold with a slight chance of rain and a gentle breeze coming in from the south. Temperatures will peak just above freezing today with a high of 1 degree centigrade or 34 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping overnight to a low of negative 1 degree centigrade or 31 degrees Fahrenheit. Cold, wet weather is expected to continue throughout the week with a chance for some sunshine starting on Friday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.